G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome back to another episode of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is number 24. And make sure if you're going to be doing selection, check out operatoredge.com/selection and the number of free resources there to help you prepare for selection. But this episode on today's podcast is called Getting Bozzed on Selection. And I talked about this in an earlier episode, number 9 it was, and that was titled Finishing But Not Passing Selection. But I get a lot of comments, a lot of questions about this, and this topic has come up recently over the last week or so, so I thought I'd cover it again. So this one, again, it's titled Getting Bozzed or Not Passing Selection. And Bozzed, if you're not aware, Boz is just an acronym, stands for Board of Studies. All right, and how that works throughout selection, particularly on Army SF selection, so Commandos and SAS. A couple of times, two or three times throughout selection, they'll get together and they'll do a board of studies where all the instructors will get together and they'll go through everyone on selection, all right? And if all the candidates that are participating on selection or trying out, and if you're not up to standard and you're not making the grade, they'll withdraw you from the course, okay? So you'll get the boot, okay? And that's being called bozzed. All right, so let's go through and talk about some of the reasons that a candidate would get bozzed or some of the reasons that, you know, somebody would finish selection and not pass, okay? So that's what we're going to talk about. Not going to talk about, you know, people removing themselves, not going to be talking about medical withdrawals or anything like that, okay? It's just reasons that somebody would get kicked off or bozzed or finish selection and not pass. Basically, throughout selection, you're being assessed on certain attributes and traits that special operations believe that you must possess in order to be a good operator or become a good or great operator within the unit. Okay, you're being assessed on particular skill sets, you know, all these different soldier skills and the like, on your ability to work in small teams, right? Your ability to handle pressure. Your ability to successfully complete certain tasks throughout selection. And I really like to think of it as you're being assessed on your preparedness, okay? You're being assessed on the preparedness that you've put in or the work that you've done pre-selection, all right? If you don't do the right work, if you don't do the correct work, if you don't do enough work, all right, and you turn up to selection underdone, all right, you're not going to last. Simple as that. So you need to be prepared. But you're ultimately, throughout selection, being selected and being assessed on your suitability to continue onto the reinforcement cycle / further training, whatever that looks like for your selection course, okay? If we're talking about a police tactical group or Army SF, all right? Being selected on your suitability to continue onto further training, okay? For Army, that's the reinforcement cycle. So just because you get through selection, right, doesn't mean you're going to get in the unit, doesn't mean you're going to get badged or get your beret, okay? It's purely that you've passed selection and you've been deemed suitable to continue on to the reinforcement cycle or further training. I think that's we need to make that distinction, okay? Too many people probably think that, you know, getting through selection, you know, you're good to go. And while that's great, obviously it's awesome if you get through selection, that's really just the first phase, all right? But let's now talk about some of the actual attributes that you're going to be assessed on. All right. For example, specifically, I'm going to talk about the commando attributes, but talking with a lot of different special operations guys from in Australia, Army, police, and from other dudes around the world as well, you know, these commando attributes are really consistent for other special operations courses in other countries and in other branches as well. Here in Australia and around the world, they almost use the same words, okay, on the actual attributes that they're assessing on. Because really special operations, most special operations units are sort of after the same type of person, okay, a person that can display these kind of attributes that are valued in special operations. For example, things like toughness and maturity and leadership and emotional intelligence and adaptability and self-discipline and trainability and initiative, teamwork, and integrity. Now, those ones I just talked about are the commando attributes. Like I said, they're very consistent from all around the world in what special operations are, you know, assessing on. So they're the attributes you're going to be assessed on throughout selection. You'll also be assessed on things like your cognitive ability, learning and memory, and your ability to problem solve. And that's a really big one, problem solving, because SF is, you know, special operations is about problem solving, okay? We need people who are good problem solvers, because the missions that you get and what you have to do in regards to domestically and overseas, they're tough. They're tough gigs. They're tough missions. And things are constantly, you know, not necessarily going the way you want. Things are going wrong. And it's your ability to problem solve and work as a team that's really going to be the key to completing these really tough missions, all right? So you're going to be assessed on your ability to problem solve, all right? And then there's certain gates, okay, particularly in regards to Army SF, but, you know, they have these obviously on the police tactical groups as well, but particularly on Army SF here in Australia, the gates meaning that couple activities that you need to pass, otherwise that's it. Selection's pretty much over, okay? So you've got your 3.2 kilometer webbing run, which you need to do under 16 minutes, and you've got your 20 kilometer pack march. You're carrying about 28 kilos worth of weight there, and you need to do that under 3 hours 15, all right? If you fail those, you will get a retest generally. Not many guys will pass that retest, particularly the 20 clicker, because you generally do that after you, you know, go into your 3-day navigation or 4-day navigation. You have to do a 20 clicker after that. Some people have passed, not many do. So you obviously want to pass it first go. If you don't pass those gates, 3.2, 20 clicker, selection's over. Okay. Other physical activities you'll be assessed on. You'll do some tough pool sessions, right? So you've got to be able to be competent and comfortable in the water. You'll be assessed on your ability to work at heights. You'll be assessed on your ability to work in confined spaces, all right? Then you'll also be assessed on your all-core soldier skills, again, specific to Army SF. But throughout selection, you'll be assessed, obviously, on things like weapons, first aid, communications, navigation, obviously, things like all-arms call for fire, target indications and other infantry minor tactic skills. You'll also be assessed on your professionalism, all right, i.e. having all of your equipment good to go at all times, okay? So when you've used your equipment, make sure you refurbish it, make sure it's ready to go before you move on to another task, before you go get something to eat, before you go to sleep, all right? That's part of your professionalism, which you'll be assessed on. Not losing any of your equipment, okay, especially mission essential equipment or mission essential items, all right? If you lose that on selection, all right, that's not going to look good and you'll probably get buzzed. Weapon cleanliness, weapon handling, that kind of stuff, right? And believe it or not, I had two guys that had UDs or unauthorized discharges on my selections, all right? And they got the boot immediately. So don't, your weapon safety, your weapon skills are going to be assessed, all right? Throughout that testing on all of these different skill sets, all these different areas. If you are assessed as not being up to speed in too many of those areas, all right, you'll get bolsed, okay? So throughout the border studies that they do a couple of times throughout selection, if you are assessed as not being up to speed in too many of these areas, you will get removed from selection and selection will be over and you'll get a report, whether they say, you know, never come back. So your recommendation might be to never reapply or it might be to reapply. And that will purely be based on how you have performed up to that point. For example, if you do a 15:58 minutes for the 3.2 and then a 3 hours 14 minutes for 20 clicking, so you've just scraped through there, but then you can barely keep up during the swim sessions, you fail the minimi testing, you can't apply a tourniquet, you struggle during the working at heights exercises, your target indications are poor, you have poor problem-solving skills, all right? So if you're going throughout selection and you're barely passing or you're barely keeping up and there's some certain red flags there or you fail certain components, even though it's not a gate, i.e. the 3.2 or the 20 clicker, if you're just passing those and you're barely scraping through, you'll probably be bozzed. Okay, because we're not after people who are barely scraping through, okay? Other reasons to get bozzed or removed from course and or not pass selection, is that you might begin to lose control of your emotions and start arguing or having a go at your teammates, particularly towards the end of selection when you're tired, you're sleep deprived, you're not eating, and you've still got a lot of work to do. All right, people get on each other's nerves. And if you start losing control of your emotions, having a go at teammates, you won't get through. If you have negative reporting from your teammates during the peer review, and I think people underestimate this one in particular, getting negative reporting from your teammates during the rate your mates or the peer review, it's very unlikely you'll get through selection, right? If the people that you're working with throughout selection, your teammates that you've been going, if you've been on selection for the last two and a half weeks, if they don't rate you, if they don't like you, if they don't want to work with you, then Special Operations is not going to want you, okay? Honestly, you'd rather someone who is good at a lot of areas and is a great team player, all right, and everyone likes them and they work well and they'll do anything for you, really great team player, as opposed to someone who's a weapon in absolutely everything but is a fucking prick, all right, and nobody wants to work with them and they're just an arsehole, they're way over the top, they have no social skills whatsoever and they can't work in a team. You don't want that person. All right. So again, if you receive too much negative reporting from your teammates throughout selection, you won't get through. Simple as that. So you really need to learn and understand how to be a good team player and how to work in small teams. All right. Don't underestimate that aspect. If your trainability is assessed as being poor, you'll be bossed. If you have integrity issues, if you show that you're too immature, that you have no leadership skills, and by leadership, I don't mean necessarily you actually being in charge per se, as there are many different forms of leadership, all right? Anyone with any rank in any position in a team can show leadership or lack thereof, all right? So all of these add up, okay? So as you can see, there are plenty of reasons to either get bozzed off during selection or alternatively finish and not pass. However, remember this, assuming you actually end up on selection and aren't just one of those guys or girls who keep saying that they're going to one day do selection and never commit to it, right? But let's just assume that you follow through with your selection plans and are on selection. Just remember this, you will stuff up on selection, right? That's guaranteed. No one goes through a 3-week selection course, right? A 3-week selection process with a clean sheet and without a fuck up or two. Selection is tough. Selection is stressful. You're constantly being tested, constantly being assessed, constantly being put under the pump. You'll fuck up. You'll have a bad day, right? However, one or two stuff ups doesn't mean you're going to get bozzed and or fail selection. Everyone stuffs up on selection and no one knows that they're going to pass selection until the final BOS or the final board of studies slash debrief and you're told that you've passed. My point being that when you fuck up on selection, you need to let it go. Don't get into a negative mindset loop in which you're beating yourself up and questioning if you're going to get BOS or even if you finish selection that you won't get picked up. All that negativity going around in your head will have a physical effect on you and you won't be able to perform at your best or where you know you can be, and you'll more likely then stuff up something else. So when you have a bad day or a bad activity on selection, you need to let it go, right? Move on. Focus on the next activity and realize that you can still get through, right? As long as you perform to a high level overall throughout selection, right? You can't get selected unless you're there at the end. Okay, so really focus on that point, that you will stuff up, but you can still get through. Most guys that I know, that I've talked to, that are operators, as in they got through selection, they got through Rio, they're badged operators in special operations, all of them stuffed up on selection. Most of them didn't know, and everyone I've talked to, none of them knew that they were definitely going to get through, right? I've asked them, did you know that when you finished selection, did you know that you were going to get selected? And none of them knew. None of them knew that they were actually going to pass, right? And they're all nervous before they actually got told they were in, okay? So remember that you will stuff up let it go. You just don't want to be poor and you don't want to fuck up too many things on selection. You want to be good at most things and you want to be quite good at most things in most areas, and that comes down to preparedness, like I said. A lot of selection is assessing your preparedness, all right? So you can't get selected unless you're there at the end. So if you turn up, stay there, give it your absolute best, let it go when you fuck up, and be there at the end, okay? Now, on a side note, if you didn't know, there was a recent article in the paper which confirmed that the combined selection for SAS, R, and Commandos is not happening, right? I think that was in the paper last week. All right, so the combined selection for SAS and Commandos that was being touted around is happening. That's not going to happen, right? So, there's two separate pathways. You want to go Army SF, you just apply through the normal channels within the military. You get paneled for SFET, you do SFET, and then you either go and do the SAS course in Perth, which is generally around April, May, or you do the Commando selection course, which is generally around October. Okay, so the SF direct recruiting scheme is still only for Commando. So if you want to go down that route, that'll be for Commandos only. Okay, always has been, and it looks like it always will be, or at least for now. All right. So if you've got any questions, make sure you hit me up. Email me, reese@operatoredge.com, or you can hit me up on Instagram, reese_Dowden, or even if you haven't, make sure you come and join my selection closed Facebook group and post a question in there, or send me a private message on Facebook. But that's it for this episode. I hope it cleared up a few things on the reasons that you could possibly get bozzed or removed from selection and or not passed. All right, hope you enjoyed it. And I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks.